always more than one way to skin this cat, and I can just tell you what I do. Mm-hmm. I'm a little, I feel lucky. I've got a big walk-in cooler that I get to use, and I harvest mine. I just cut them off of at their base. You know, I try to leave a couple in stem there.
Okay.
And then I like to wrap them in big plastic bags and stick them in a cooler, which is essentially a refrigerator. If you mm-hmm. cut one or two heads, put them in a bag and stick them in your refrigerator in the crisper or the back corner for a long, long time. But the cooler and, you know, cold area is really good. The old pioneers used to store them in root cellars.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've always struggled with that. They tend to get moldy and different things. It doesn't mean that that's not possible. It's just my skill level there is
okay.
a little lacking. I know that the optimum for me is cold refrigeration.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's not available. So what's the closest thing we can come up
with? Well, I'll tell you, these cabbages I'm talking about, they're so big, I need a walk-in cooler. They're gigantic.
Is that something? You did great.
Oh,
you were
I did.
Successful.
Yes, and partly it was because I lucked out and we got the late season varieties from you. So they've just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. They're gigantic. They're way bigger than a bowling ball. They're like a
yeah. You can feed the family on a Sunday with that.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, now did we